It is 102.7 Kiss FM. This is LA's number one hit music station. Look, you can't, I would say look, but you can't see her. Not allowed to see her. Sia is here, but you can't see her. That's the deal. She is, I actually can see you.
Yeah.
But because it's radio, no one else can see you.
Yeah.
Do you think they know what you look like?
Probably, if they could be bothered. It's just like once removed, you know? Because if you have to really be bothered to actually Google my face.
I'm not bothered by just describing you. There's platinum blonde hair. There's a nice tan. Do you have a cryogenic machine? You see, your skin looks like you do.
Well, thank you for saying so. But no, but I have visited the cryotherapy unit.
Tell me, we were talking in the green room. What does that do, this cryotherapy thing?
It's good for inflammation. It's good for psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis.
God. Oh, geez.
Any lupus, skin stuff. It's actually pretty good for everything.
I could have five of those things.
Yeah.
Definitely the inflammation. So does it get rid of bloat?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, actually.
Is it a cold chamber?
It is a cold chamber. You step into it like a refrigerator.
Isn't Walt Disney still in one?
That is a rumor. I believe it's a rumor. Kind of I think we Wikipedia'd that after we watched Tom Hanks in that movie.
Right. I'm not just making that up. Okay. So, Sia.
Yes.
Let's explain the mystery that you are. First of all, why is it?
None of my friends would ever say that about me, so it's always really funny. I'm an oversharer, but when it comes to that fame business,
you don't love that.
I'm an undersharer.
Is that the deal? Like, why is it we don't get to see your face?
It's just to make it, I guess, a little bit harder for me to lose my privacy.
Yeah, so you like both. Anonymity.
I do.
And your privacy.
Yeah, I do.
So there would never be a day where you get up there and you go, here I am. On stage.
I don't think so. It may happen that I can't avoid it. Like, meaning I can't avoid being followed. The paparazzi now follow me
around.
Oh,
they recognize
you.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get pictures of my face, and I'm wondering, am I making it like more enticing for them by hiding it? I don't know. Doing my best, really, of trying to like negotiate my life and my serenity. So I don't know. And if it turns out that I couldn't do it and stay unrecognizable,
right?
I appreciate my music is famous, but I'd rather if my face wasn't, so that I could just live a normal life. If I can't, then I guess maybe I would end up just giving up and
just
showing my face.
Just embrace it. Here is one of those very famous songs. I want it so badly, but you're here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I need to have anonymity when it comes to singing. And what about when you told your people, your team, you know, as Hollywood's a very interesting business, when you told your managers, your agents, look, here's the drill. Mm. I'll give you hits, but I don't want to be seen. Were they cool?
Well, we just kept saying no to different record deals that included like touring and promotion. And we just kept saying no. And finally RCA were just like, okay, let's try this then.
Have you toured?
Yes. And for 13 years I toured before I was successful.
Okay. But why don't you tour now and make some money? Cause all those, I see Taylor Swift making 150 million bucks on tour. Mm-hmm. Might be a good program.
Yes. You're right. It could work for me. I guess I'm waiting for the right number.
Okay.
To get me off the sofa, because I really, really like being on.
You like just to chill.
Dogs. Yeah.
Right, here's a little Sia too. Beautiful. That's one of her songs. Like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine. Got a lot of this. This is yours too. How do you decide who gets a song? Because you have a song, it's a hit. You know it's a hit. You feel like it's a hit.
Yeah.
And then do people call and say, hey, can I have that? Or do you call them? How does it work?
Usually the song will tell me who it belongs to. So it
the song speaks to you.
Yeah. Well, it seems clear to me.
Right. Who it should be.
Who would be, you know, who would do a good job with it, who it suits. Well, and then I'll pitch it to them.
You also see us written a song for Adele, that Adele didn't want to do, but you did it. I'm going to play that for you. Hang on one sec. It's coming up. Ed Sheeran, Photograph. It's Ryan Seacrest. And Sia is with us right now. So Sia has written so many smash songs. Of course, Chandelier, one of my favorites. We were talking about that. I've got a new song, Alive, here.
Yeah.
Now, this was suited for Adele?
Well, actually, we wrote it together. I was on a session with her for her record.
Oh, wow.
And so we wrote three songs in 2 days, and none of them made the cut, and this was one of them. And I said to her, do you mind if I pitch it to, let's say, Rihanna? And she said, yeah, but can you take my vocal off it, because I don't want my vocal floating around out there on a demo.
Sure.
And I was like, sure. So I went and recut the vocal, and this is... And everybody in my life was like, you can't give this away to anybody.
So Rihanna didn't get a chance?
Well, actually, I believe she did, and she passed, didn't she?
She passed on a line.
Yeah, we sent it to her.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's not really her. I don't know why I
thought
that.
I don't know if it got to
her. It is a smash, but I just don't think, it's not really for her.
Fitting her perfectly.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, yeah, she's a little more like, it's a, edgy.
Yeah, she's got edge.
Yeah.
She's like me. So,
yes,
is it from the perspective of Adele, the
song? Well, I guess when I'm writing for someone for their album,
yeah.
I would, ask them,
What's going on?
How are you doing? So yes, it was intended for her. So I actually had written down the I'm Still Breathing line from an episode of America's Next Top Model.
Oh, that's genius.
Yeah.
I won't tell.
This beautiful young man on the last cycle, had said that he had had a tough life.
Yeah.
But he was like, but, you know, I'm still breathing. And I felt emotional.
Look at that.
I wrote it down.
I think he had no idea how articulate he was.
I have so much to thank reality TV for.
Yeah, me too. So, but Adele likes her anonymity as well, doesn't she?
She doesn't
like to be on the spotlight much.
I don't imagine so.
She's so talented, but she's not even for fame.
Oh, I just really wanted to, I really, really, really wanted her to hear her sing one of my songs. And I did get the chance to hear her
song?
Sing.
What song? What did she sing?
Well, she sang this one first before.
And then the vocals came off.
Yeah. And then also another song I have on my album called Bird Set Free. She actually did cut that one, but then at the last minute she was like, everybody's saying that it just sounds like a Sia song. And so, but what I think is ironic is that now I'm doing a live, which clearly sounds like an Adele song.
Right. Well, so let's be the judge of that. Here it is. This is new music. Is it Adele? Is it Sia? Who is it for? It's Kiss FM. That is Alive. It is Sia. Wow. I love that.
Good.
It's so, you didn't look at my face, did you, when I was listening? I don't want you staring at my face, please.
Yeah.
That's amazing. God, it's good. You just know when you've got a good one, don't you? It just builds, and then I could soul cycle to that one, increase my tension, especially at the end. Bam! So good. So give me some context. That's one of how many for what?
What's the question?
Well, so that's a song. Is there an album with more?
There is an album.
And that's this,
This is acting.
This is acting. So tell me, what's the concept here?
Oh, just that most of the songs, if not all of them, I wrote for other people and they were rejected. And so there are songs that aren't really from my perspective.
Right.
So it feels like, acting.
For who? So who? Rihanna, Adele?
Oh, I have rejects from Rihanna, Adele, Shakira.
Wouldn't it be fun to have all number ones?
Oh my God. So good. Beyonce, I have rejects. Demi Lovato
did not reject a Sia track. Not allowed.
I love her.
I love her to death.
Yeah.
I love her to La Lovato's.
Just like all the good girls. Katie, definitely. Yeah.
Well, wait till four of those go to number one.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so nice.
That's the best part. You know, that Grammy performance, the Chandelier Grammy performance,
gosh.
That's something people still talk about.
Oh, that's so nice.
Kristen Wiig and Maddie Ziegler.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really scary because I directed that whole thing myself. And, and because when I directed the music videos, I had a lot of help and I didn't realize that they allocated me help for the Grammys.
Sure.
I didn't realize that those people were also helping 12 other people.
Yeah.
And so I was like, holy crap. I really had to do it all by myself. I remember I was driving to like the Best Buy to pick up GoPros and stuff on like the last day of the set build.
So
the thing is, the reason I'm telling you this is because I had been talking so much that I was really scared I wasn't going to hit the high note on that day.
But you did.
I did do it.
You did, and they looked so cool.
Yeah, they're really
good.
I couldn't find you though. Yeah, that was the plan.
Okay. I kept going, well, I know Kristen Wiig and this chick, but where is the...
If I never had to show up anywhere, I would be so happy if I could just be a singer.
What are you living in a bunker? What do you got? Where are you writing your songs? In bed?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just wake up and start writing.
Yeah. I have like a 90% of my life is probably, well, no, more like 70% is spent in bed, and I work from there. I do all my writing and strategy. I only go upstairs to sing in the hot closet like once every 2 weeks.
That's actually strange. Seventy percent of your stuff you do in the bed.
Yeah.
What's the other 30%?
A lot of watching television and movies.
Full 30?
Oh yeah.
So 70% is songs and 30% is TV?
Yeah, and maybe now like I'm doing 5% tennis.
Well, I keep thinking there should be one other percent of something.
That's not true. I forgot. Actually, 30% is actually socializing with my loved ones.
Oh, good.
Yeah, sorry. 70%
I wanted to make sure that things were going well.
70% is in bed watching television.
And then 2% swinging from a chandelier above your bed. All right. So can we come back with Sia? I'm enjoying this so much that I want to just embrace.
Yeah, I'm happy to stay.
Well, let's come back with Sia here. Kiss FM. 102.7 Kiss FM. So Sia, I don't know what you know about her, but maybe this. Or how about this? Maybe you heard of this? I just played this one. Oh, yeah. Take it down a notch.
It's like, what's going to happen?
Well, what's going to
happen? You're feeling the
tension? You're going to sing in
those
2 seconds.
Tension
here.
Chords.
Check it out. Yeah, I'm sorry. I love the tension.
Tension
okay,
chords.
Okay, so I was, I don't know. Do you bathe or shower?
I actually do both.
Because you're not clean after you bathe?
Yeah, I do. I have like a shower in the morning and then I usually take a bath at night.
So I just got into this tub thing alone.
Oh, isn't it so good?
I would do it when someone's around, just, you know, more fun. But now I'm doing it on my own every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was in there, I devised a game. And it's called Sia or Wouldn't Want to Be.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so I'm going to throw out some scenarios. And you tell us if you do it or you would bail on it. You would Sia.
Okay.
So Donald Trump asked you to perform at his granddaughter's birthday party for $1 million.
See ya.
You wouldn't take it? You wouldn't take the money. All right. It's tempting.
I mean.
$1 million?
I would do like 5 songs for a mil.
You would?
Yeah.
All right. So you take the money. You're challenged to spend the night alone in a remote house that's supposedly haunted with no electricity, but you get a flashlight. Do you bail on it? Or do you do it? Do you stay in the house?
Wouldn't want to be.
Yeah,
if I don't have the internet to watch television, I'm a goner.
What are you going
to
do? Oh, here's President Obama invites you over for taco night at the White House. You're going.
Oh, there's more?
No, you're
sorry,
going?
There was more.
So you wouldn't go?
I would definitely go.
Oh, so you would go to that?
Yeah, I would definitely go to that.
All right, here's one
I'm
more.
I'm a fan.
You left, let me see, what hand are you? Right, left?
Right-handed.
Okay, so your left hand will grow 3 times larger than it is.
Yeah.
It's going to stay that way.
Yeah.
But in return, you'd have the ability to talk to dogs. Do you keep it or do you see it?
I want to.
You
want to
talk to dogs, don't you? And you can walk around that big clawed up
hand. Yeah. I got in trouble once on a radio station for doing a would you rather that had the word, it had butt in it.
Butt?
Yep, the word butt in it. But it was, apparently it was the context that I used it that was, got me in trouble.
Wow, I can't imagine what you did.
Are you able to edit this if I give you a would you
rather? Well, you know, I don't really think I know how, but why, you know, just, let's just say that you did something within or around a butt that we shouldn't air.
Yeah. It's a would you rather.
Yeah.
It's like, would you rather?
Oh, would you rather? Okay,
yeah,
got it. Ask me.
Okay, would you rather have, lips that are shaped like a butt? Or, would you rather have beautiful, sexy, luscious, kissable lips, but once a day, without warning, you would poop out of them?
Without warning?
Mm-hmm. Without warning.
Then, and no matter what I eat?
Mm-hmm.
This is tragic. I think I like wanna be or see a little bit better. I would probably go with not out of my lips.
Wow, you know, I'm going to tell you who company you whose company you share. Because that only a few people go for butt mouth.
Interesting.
Jay-Z.
Well.
Butt mouth.
Great.
Spike Jonze.
These are talented people.
Butt mouth.
I will follow in their footsteps.
Yeah. And one other non-famous person said butt mouth.
Great. Well, what a pack we have.
Andrew.
And Andrew, the guy from Torrance. All right, Sia. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. You did it, Sia.
Ending on a high note.
Ending on that right there. Get her out of here, please.